Defenestrate Media and The Left Show present Batshit Crazy with Jason Williams. A weekly look at the most outrageous, wacky, backwards, twisted, and goofy political news of the week you thought you'd left behind. Ladies and gentlemen, here is your pseudo-celebrity commentator, Jason Williams.
I'm Jason Williams, and this is Batshit Crazy. Mitt Romney recently said something that raised a lot of eyebrows heading into a presidential election year in a race that he is expected to be the front runner for the GOP, the nominee that will take on President Barack Obama. Mittens was quoted as saying, when asked if he would be releasing his tax return, something that not since Watergate have we had a presidential candidate refuse to do. Romney's answer was never say never, but I don't intend to do so. As Sam Stein at the Huffington Post writes, the statement marks an interesting point in a continuous frictions between political expedience and demands for transparency, as well as the benefits and downsides of both. Releasing his tax returns would have allowed voters to better judge Romney's financial history, as well as his potential conflicts of interest. It stands to reason that he would have gotten some credit for disclosure, or at least less criticism of his pattern of non-disclosure. You know why Romney is not releasing his... Romney's not worried about someone discovering a conflict of interest. Romney's not worried about someone finding something dirty in his financial history. Romney's not worried about criticism from the transparency advocates out there that he is someone who prefers non-disclosure from elected officials. He's not worried about any of those criticisms. What he's worried about is in a year that the presidential election is going to be about the economy, and where he sees opportunity in a president that is running basically against a very bad economy, Romney's hoping that he can unseat the president by running on his business creds. In a year that everyone's going to be talking about the unemployment rate, the increasing income gap, the income inequality, the gap between rich and poor, with the shrinking middle class disappearing slowly in the middle, Romney, what he's worried about is if he releases his tax returns, there's one takeaway that everyone will have when they look through these tax returns is, wow, this is one rich son of a bitch. That's what Romney's worried about. He's worried that people will realize that he is absolutely nothing like the average American. Romney is so far away from not only families out there living paycheck to paycheck, but even families that are trying to do the best they can on a two-salary household while raising two children. Romney's so far away from that, he knows that his tax returns will scream nothing but that to the average American voter. Romney doesn't want people to know that he made his billions off of closing companies down and laying off workers at Bain. Romney doesn't want people to know that he is not only one of the 1%, but one of the people that has fought his entire political career to defend the 1%. Say what you want, liberals out there, about the good things that he did in Massachusetts as governor there. There were a lot of other things Romney did, and all of those things were very good for rich people. Very good. That's why Romney's not releasing his tax returns. It's not about something he has to hide as far as a scandal goes. It's just the fact that he doesn't want people out there to see in one single document, his financial returns, that he has nothing in common with the majority of America. That's what he wants to hide, and that's batshit crazy. I'm Jason Williams, and I'll see you next week.